Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobomka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck can pull a truck,
hook him up. To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to Stringy.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
I think now that I hear Van Halen opening the show, if I recall, yeah, David Lee Roth is 70 today. Wow. Holy moly.
Never heard of him.
Yes, you have. Lead singer of Van Halen, and then he left the band, became Sammy Hagar's band, actually Gary Cherone for one album, and then Sammy Hagar. But it's always the battle, you know, do you like Van Halen with David Lee Roth, DLR, or do you like Van Halen with Sammy Hagar? But I cannot believe David Lee Roth is 70 years old.
David Lee Roth got a big ass forehead.
David Lee Roth had a great head of hair, man. He have a great head of hair. He wore the spandex. Yeah, that's him now. No, that he doesn't even have that now.
Okay.
He doesn't even have that now.
Goodness gracious, Dave.
He was the best version of Van Halen, although recently I've been getting into the Sammy Hagar version of Van Halen. I never really got into them because I like David Lee Roth so much, but now I'm kind of digging the Sammy Hagar era.
Wow. Oh, anyway. He was a stunner. Okay, now I'm seeing it.
Oh, David Lee Roth was like he was the king. Go back and watch like the Hot for Teacher video. Yeah. Holy moly.
He had a perm.
Was that a perm, you think?
His
wavy hair.
That's
wavy hair.
Moose.
I don't know about that. I mean, definitely moose. Man,
he's a looker.
DLR 70. Holy moly, I'm getting old. Holy mackerel.
We all are.
Who else is having a birthday today? Oh, Josh Giddey. I'd go to the other end of the spectrum here. He's 22. You know what I'm saying.
Keep him above.
Brett Favre, 55. Geno Smith is 34. Man, that guy has had a resurgence, huh? In his career?
Oh, yes. Seahawks,
I mean,
saved
written
him.
Written off for dead.
Yes.
Written off as a bust.
Mm-hmm. And Brett Favre ruined his legacy.
Yeah, you think so? Stealing from welfare recipients?
It's crazy. Like, Brett Favre was... Even the thing where he was showing girls, you know, swiper pictures wouldn't have done him like it did now.
It was like, still like that was still like all American guy stuff. I hate to say it, but like, you know what I mean? Like, it was like, you know, Wrangler jeans and a pickup truck and whatever. Yeah. And then it was like, also, I'm a multimillionaire, but I'm going to make sure that welfare recipients don't get their money. My girls' volleyball team will.
Damn,
we're like,
Brett.
You know. Think about this one. This one seems...
This is a little different.
This one seems a little off.
Yes. You know
and
what?
Mario Lopez from Saved by the Bell, 51 years old. Dude was at Bayside High School, what, 5 years ago? He was 45 for that show.
That was not 5 years. You know what? I had an old man moment today. Asia and myself, we went to Bonefish Grill to eat lunch.
Ooh.
They brought the mussels out. Mussels are delicious.
Bonefish Grill for lunch, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness gracious. You can't. Well, I have to eat a sandwich
spot.
At lunch.
That's a dinner
not
spot.
Not a dinner spot. It's open at 11.
Yeah, but it's like for people who are out of town and their flight leaves at 4, so they're going to have one more. And by the way, if you're out of town, don't go to Bonefish Grill anyway, because they probably have one in your town. What are you doing at Bonefish Grill?
Closest restaurant to the house, ran to Bonefish Grill, have a little lunch. I got the cod imperial, which is delicious. It's crab meat and shrimp inside of a cod.
Lunch.
Off the chain. Yeah. Wife had the shrimp linguine. Sweet rosé shrimp linguine. Yeah. It's delicious. But they bring the mussels out. The mussels are delicious. And I ask them what's in the sauce. And the chef has to come out and explain that it's this liqueur that we burned down. And we had a 10-minute conversation about ingredients of a juice inside of a dish. When he left, I was like, I'm getting old as hell. I'm asking chefs what's in the meal at a restaurant.
And
I'm old.
You're probably going to get heartburn from it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I already took my Zantac.
Yeah.
Zicam ran out, so now I'm on the Zantac.
You don't understand lunch.
Yeah, he's so right. I don't think you understand lunch.
What are you talking? Good food? I'm hungry. Let's eat some good food.
You can't be that hungry for lunch because you're just kind of getting your day started still. Yeah. Admittedly, my day starts a little bit late, but I went downstairs, El Almacen, little Argentinian spot, and I had my cafe latte and avocado toast. And to be quite honest, I wasn't going to even eat the second piece of toast because one toast is enough for lunch. I forced myself and I ate it. But, you know, Bonefish Grill, I mean, people go there on like a birthday. Like they oh my God, I have a $100 gift card for Bonefish Grill. Let's make it our Friday night thing.
Yep.
You're going there for a Thursday lunch? I mean, I don't know. I think Solana's right. You don't know what lunch is.
Sit down with the wife, rub her knee, you know, watch some TV right there at the bar. Yeah, Bonefish Grill. I don't have to eat a damn sandwich for lunch every day.
Can you imagine the horror, Hawk, of going to Bonefish Grill for whatever reason? Your wife drags you there. You look across from you and some guy's rubbing his wife's knee with a plate of linguine in front of them.
And then 10 minutes later, the chef is coming out and he's explaining to him like with diagrams. Like, what a horror show.
Age was like, is this sweetness agave? He was like, no, it's a liqueur that we burned down. It's called Asinca. Oh, Asinca, where's that from?
Chef it's from Uruguay. Thing. He's like, I'm going home early because what the hell was that?
I'll make some mussels. I need some Asinca.
What'd you have for lunch, Solana?
I had two croquetas and a pastelito de carne from Casabana. I found out that's a perfect
lunch, by the way. That's perfect. It's almost a little bit too much, and I bet Solana would acknowledge that.
Oh, I'm stuffed, man. I'm just not feeling right for this show today.
I'm being judged because Solana eats like a construction worker.
Well, that's not like that's good.
To be fair,
I don't think that's fair.
To be fair,
stop
Hawk,
at the little ventanita and get that.
So today, for the first time, I told you guys I closed on my house yesterday. I had workers.
Mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, a simon. All right.
I had workers at my house 7:30 a.m. this morning. So at around noon, before coming to the show, I went to the Ventanita. There's a Casabana down the street from my new house.
Them all croquetas.
I brought them a docena of croquetas, 12 croquetas.
That's my guy.
I ate two,
That's
by the way.
My guy.
How do you guys feel about that? I bought 12 croquetas for five construction
That's my
workers,
guy.
But
what
I ate
I do.
Two.
Yeah. That is what I do.
And
I
go down.
I have workers in the house. I go down to El Almacen. They've got the little empanadas. I get a whole, you know, get a dozen or a half dozen, depending on how many people are here. Time of their lives. Time of their lives.
A colada.
Are you paying them? Were you paying them to be there?
I am. Yeah, I am.
And now you have to buy them lunch?
Yeah. And they all were like, oh, muchas gracias. Thank you very much. No, we're full. We brought sandwiches. I said, okay, I'm going to leave them right here for you. $50 says I get home. Those croquetas are cash,
brother. Of course. Man. That's a great move on your part.
Terrible move. Waste of money. That's why you got to eat
like huevos rancheros.
Hey, if y'all two stop buying workers lunch, you'll be able to go to Bonefish Grill for lunch.
Jimmy, what'd you have for lunch today?
I had spicy nugs from Wendy's.
That's a lunch. That's a lunch. Spicy nugs. You have any fries?
No fries, just a drink.
Right.
Lie.
Just
lie.
Spicy
no
nugs.
Fries.
No, that's a legit lunch. Like, that's good. The spicy nugs are good. Well, you get five of those, I think, at Wendy's.
No, I got the 10-piece.
Got the 10-piece, huh? Maybe you want to throttle it back to five.
Or six, because that's how much it goes to.
So, avocado toast, two croquetas, or some damn nuggets are better than a cod imperial. Crab meat inside of
it's too much.
Inside of cod.
It's too cutesy. That's not cutesy. Lunch. And then you're rubbing on your wife at the bar, and the chef is coming out. It's
my
like
we've been together like 15 years. I can't grope my wife.
Yeah, but it's like, what are you doing at lunch? What are we doing here? Either concentrate on the cod or concentrate on the leg. It's enough already. It's just enough. Man, I wish I tailed you on the Dodgers bet last night. Did you bet that Dodgers game?
I did.
I was so pissed that I didn't, because honestly, you're handicapping, which is a stupid man's handicapping, but I'm so down with it, was, hey, Dodgers aren't going home yet. Yeah. It was one sentence of stupid man handicapping, and he was so right on. Yeah. Yes. And I put the game on, and it was too late, and I'm like, man, why didn't I tail that bet?
Yeah. I don't know who the hell the first pitcher was. The little white dude. He was throwing, what'd you call it, Solana? Pure stink, pure filth.
Pure filth.
Man, that Joker had that ball. Fum, 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 fum. I said, oh, it's in trouble.
Lieutenant Dan is all right in Tampa. He survived the storm. He wrote it out. There's a lot of controversy on Lieutenant Dan. We talked about him yesterday. Yeah. You know, he's got like 14 different mugshots. Now, I did do a little deeper research. Like more than half, like three quarters of those are failure to appear. So I don't want you to think that he's done, you know, 14 arrest worthy crimes. He just got arrested once and then never went back into the court system. And then every time he gets pulled over or whatever, he gets the warrant for failure to appear. They drag him back. I watch OP Live. They drag him back in. They give him another court date. Doesn't show up again. Now you got an active warrant. And if you get pulled over again, you've got an active warrant. And so that's what keeps happening to Lieutenant Dan. He also got a $100,000 streaming deal on Kick.
From one of them dumb little Aiden Ross or something. I saw
those
that.
Guys. What? Those guys have so much money. Who's the kid that crashed his McLaren in Miami the other day?
Oh, yeah.
The little thick-haired, little white fellow.
18-year-old little, yeah.
Yeah.
What's that dude's name? How's he driving a McLaren? Are they saving? Do they have 401ks?
They'll all be working to the Walmart here in about 5-6 years.
Jack Doherty.
Do they not realize that the window for what they're doing, and God bless them for making money, that window is not going to be open very long, I don't think. Mm-hmm. Like, well, it is for some people, I guess. Who's the guy? Who's the... The gamer. Nobody talks about him, but back in the day, but I'm sure he's still making
Ninja.
Green
Ninja. Still,
you know what
still
else?
Making money.
Mr. Beast is investing his money into now retail. So he has all kind of retail.
Yeah, he's a legit businessman. Like he's an actual economy at this point. But these streamers,
just damn
like
dummies.
The McLaren guy, they're just throwing money. The guy who gave this Lieutenant Dan $100,000 deal, unless he knows that it's through his Kick account, I guess, and that he's going to be able to jet. Like, I don't know, maybe, but it seems like these guys throw 100 grands around like it's nothing.
Mm-hmm. That's how they make money, man. Literally, like, hey, I'm going to buy all this stuff and it's going to get me 6 million views on TikTok.
Right. I guess the ROI is there. Yeah. Like, so I'll spend all this, but I actually am getting a return of this. It's like Solana with the croquetas. Throwing them around, but he's getting it back in shelves and closet space and all that stuff.
They better know where the paper towels are. What aisle the paper towels are on here coming up soon. Hey, Aiden, where's the paper towels?
Anyway, we have a lot to get to today. Gino Toretta will join us today. Remind me to ask him if he likes the David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar version of Van Halen better. We've got Thursday night football tonight or Panthers hockey. Which one's going to have more of your interest?
I can watch both. Panthers at 7, so Thursday nights at 8:15. I got an hour of Panthers, and then I got to decide.
Because I can't figure out. It's really tough to transition from football season already to hockey, and it'll be basketball in a week or so. But wherever my money is, I think I'm going to bet Panthers team total over 3.5. I think they have some more goals in them.
Yes. Yes.
Panthers team total. Because then if they do hit it, say in the first or second period, then I don't have to worry about watching the third period. I've already won my money. I mean, we've all acknowledged that. I mean, the game's this early. Do they really matter?
Yeah.
Over-under for the game is 6.5. Yeah, Panthers team total is 3.5. I think I'm betting the Panthers team. In fact, I'm betting it right now.
Two of the top teams in the NFC, though. San Fran at Seattle.
I know. I want to watch the game.
Yeah.
Little 10% profit boost. All right. Here we go. Panthers team total over 3.5. It is placed. Let's hit that early and often, Panthers. Early and often.
Look, I had Dodgers to win and Dodgers plus 1.5. Ooh, I hit him in there.
I'm so pissed I didn't tail it. Panthers game tonight on this radio station. Let's get headlines here. Gino Toretta is going to join us. Ben Volen is going to join us. We'll talk some NFL with him. There's like two national holidays today revolving around cake. And I would like to play, like Angel Food Cake Day and some other cake day. And it might be a good excuse to play your frozen cake bit. Huh. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there.
Man, if I didn't even put those on the show sheet, you're really
Think you didn't put them on there intentionally. I think anything that has cake in it, you intentionally leave off the show sheet. That's my guess. Here's your headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
National Angel Food Cake Day and National Cake Decorating Day.
I mean, we'd almost be derelict in our duties as radio hosts if we didn't play your frozen cake segment.
Gotta do it.
Man, I hate bye weeks. All right, the Panthers.
Or we could play Noche de Sixto for the white guy that was throwing filth.
He was throwing straight filth. What's that picture?
Panthers, Senators, as Hawk
mentioned. Pretty much
tonight.
We can do whatever we want around 3:15 because Crowder's going to have to take a nap after Imperial. If you get anything Imperial for lunch, anything with Imperial in the title, like, dude can't last beyond 3:15 today, right? I mean, his eyelids are going to be drooping.
Little citrus oil base with crab meat and shrimp inside of a
chef. We got you, chef. We know. You spend 40 minutes with the chef. You ruined his day, too.
Capers on top with a Parmesan crust?
What? How much was your lunch today, big baller?
It was Asian myself, so me and my wife, I think it came up with tip to like $110.
Woo! For lunch! For lunch!
I tip the hell out of people, though. I do that. I'm not going to buy a worker food, but... I think the meal was probably 68, something like that, and I end up tipping like
for lunch. $35. You hear that, Jimmy? How much was your lunch today, Jimmy?
$6.
$6, and you probably were sweating it out.
Not at all.
Work with me, Jimmy. You got to work with me on these things.
Spend all your money on OnlyFans. Stop getting them subscriptions. You'll be able to get your old $100 lunch.
Oh, you thought spicy nugs was lunch?
That was a description. Never mind, Jimbo. Do what you do.
Yes, sir.
By the way, I did, because we talked about it last night, I ended up ordering Chinese food, and my leftovers tonight, my dinner tonight, Crowder, is going to be cold Chinese food right out of the fridge.
How about this? Mm. That cold during a hockey game hits. Cold food at a hockey game misses. But on the couch watching hockey with cold leftovers, that hits.
Ooh. It makes you feel like you're there.
Something about it, man. Yeah. It just hits. Yeah, it's cold. Yeah.
Cold rice.
Like you're at the rink.
Cold rice.
Yeah, and it's like hard and crunchy. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good old crunchy rice. Hey, love boy, it. I love it. Yeah. Give me that crunchy rice. Y'all are crazy.
I did that during the Stanley Cup final, though, Crowder. Like, had the Panthers game on, game seven. Brother, I put my AC down to 44 degrees. Like, I wanted to feel like I was at the arena.
Do you know those little red and white little containers that the Chinese food comes in? They're plates. If you take the metal thing out, you can spread them open like a plate.
Look at that. You watch those Instagram accounts?
I've done it.
Life hacks.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, so open it up, spread it out, throw it in the microwave. Now it's paper. The little metal will pop. The paper won't pop. Warm your man. Warm your food up. You're a grown man with a house.
That's fascinating. I didn't know that.
There's a lot of things on these like life hack Instagrams and stuff where you're like, no way. Like you're doing everything wrong your entire life.
You know what the dumb one is? On a can of Coke, if you turn the little popper around, a straw goes in there.
Bro.
You could just stick a straw in the hole.
Yeah, but it keeps it in place.
But it wobbles around if you don't stick it through the guide.
Y'all straw canned soda?
Well, I would never drink canned soda out of a straw, and I don't even like a straw in a glass. I'm a man. Yeah. I don't need a straw.
I'm with you. I don't straw too much. Solana likes it. He takes his straw with him to school and things.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you bring your straw with you.
Metal straw. Yeah, I'm a metal straw guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Brother, you spent $190 on lunch today.
$108, and it was delicious.
The headlines are as follows. The Florida Panthers will play tonight, 7 p.m. That game is on WQAM tonight.
All right.
The Tigers and Guardians play game four tonight at 6:08. The Royals and Yankees play game four tonight at 8:08. And then the Seahawks and Niners are at 8:15 tonight. All right, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-4.
Play some Van Halen coming in for Gino in the next segment, Jimmy. I want to ask him about DLR versus Hagar.
I took Niners -3.5.
You did?
Yes.
What did Pizzola tell us yesterday? Do you remember?
No.
Let me see. I've got it written down.
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Oh, wait, that's Eduardo's.
What did Eduardo say?
Yeah, he's got San Francisco.
San Fran, yeah. I like San Fran. I think Seattle, I don't think they're terrible, but I don't think they're what they're not one
Pizzola,
of the best.
By the way, if you were listening to him on the show yesterday, you know, he's Italian. He was going to dinner at his mom's house, and I had asked him to ask her, you know, to make noodles and gravy, because he said that they don't ever say that, and that maybe is a Northeastern thing in the U.S. He texted me last night. He called the sauce gravy. She had no idea what he was talking about, but I'll ask Gino that as well in the next segment.
Yes. I think he's going to have the same answer.
I don't know.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultations 24/7. We were extremely lucky in South Florida, I think I can speak for all of us. Didn't really have any significant effects of Hurricane Milton, but it obviously rocked parts of the West Coast, and then as it came through Central and then East Florida, a lot of people without power, a lot of people greatly affected by the storm, and things that were caused by the storm, like tornadoes and stuff. So thinking of
everybody. There's still like a million households without power right now in the state.
Yeah. All right, guys, that's your weather.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
What about you, Crowder? Lishana Tova or Shana Tova or Gudyantov?
It depends on the day of the week.
Hawk and Crowder. Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a reason we're playing this, because it's David Lee Roth's birthday, and I want to ask Gino Toretta. So play the music for a second. Let me bring him on officially. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. He joins us on Thursdays. He's on the call Saturday, by the way, for Penn State USC. He's heading back out to Cali, where he was last week for Miami and Cal. He'll be on the call Penn State USC on Touchdown Radio. And Gino comes to us courtesy of Evening's Delight, South Florida's source for all your outdoor kitchen, grilling, and tailgate needs. They've got a full line of grills, smokers, charcoal, pellets, and fuel. Gino loves the grill. Evening Delight has them. Two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. Evening's Delight is South Florida's source for Big Green Egg grills as well, accessories, seasoning, sauces, and more. And before we talk a little football here, reminder, if you're looking for some new Canes gear or Dolphins merch, check out Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive next to La Spada's, or check out all the gear online at caneswear.com. Gino is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. So I'll ask you this first, because this surprised me at the beginning of the show today. David Lee Roth is celebrating a birthday today. How old do you think he is?
I'm going to guess he's between 65 and 70.
He's 70 yeah. years old. It blew me away. Made me feel older than I am already.
I mean, when somebody asked me that now, don't you automatically go, how old am I and when did I hear him play? And
yeah, I guess,
like,
so.
Okay, he's got to be, you know, plus 10 for me at least. You know, I mean.
That requires some math, though, and I don't know which math classes
not,
you took at UM.
You're not good at math.
Yeah.
You buy low and sell high, though. You buy low and sell high. And then maybe that's your problem with gambling. If you're bad with math, why would you bother?
Terrible with math. I don't know if it's a good bet, bad bet, good odd, bad odds. But I do know how to subtract because that's my account keeps getting
A little disappointed because Channing was on the Dodgers last night. I think you bandwagoned that.
I forgot to.
You forgot.
He won all the money.
Either way, I was kind of rooting for Manny Machado, obviously one of my neighbors down here down in Coral Gables. But we'll get him next game.
You're muted, Crowder. You're muted, CC. It's a professional broadcaster.
Not very good at this, Gino.
Yeah. But. And Solana, our executive producer, he has no idea. He's just staring. Like, no one knows what's going on.
Hey, I thought Crowder finally figured out what the cough button was for that phlegm stuff he gets. He finally figured out how to turn his mic off.
I've chimed in 8 times in this conversation. Nobody could hear me.
Hey, it's good work. That's why we're videoing it.
It made him back. Yeah, no, it's a hell of a series, though. You a Dodgers guy? Say, I know you're a Cali guy. Dodgers.
Bro, I'm unfortunately an Oakland A's guy because the A's, let's see, I was born in 70, so the A's won in 75, 6, you know, they won like 3 in a row back then. Would always go to the A's game, and they're taking my team. I think they're going to a AAA park in Sacramento next year.
But will you follow them to Vegas when they're in Vegas? Like, will you root for them, or you have to adopt a new team?
I'm not adopting the Giants. I can't stand the Giants being an A's fan, so I don't know. Maybe I'll just go to normally when I got to college and I couldn't watch. Well, baseball was on so late. I wasn't a huge fan, and you know, we know about our local team here, so I'll go to UM baseball, I guess.
That's right. That's probably the best move. Yeah, take it collegiate.
Growing up out there, hockey was. I mean, you know, you grow up and you go to baseball game. It was $3 to sit in the bleachers of an Oakland A's game.
When a dollar for a beer in the bleachers.
Yeah, it was like you went there, and I still remember Chili Davis, who used to play with the Giants, and then he went to the Angels. Man, he was playing in right field. He struck out 4 times one game. I was like, holy cow, these people are mean out here. They were just, they were riding him so hard. But I loved every second of going to A's games. And it's an unfortunate situation. I'm hoping Major League Baseball and the other owners, you know, after they try to go to a minor league park for a year, will step in and give the team to some other billionaire that wants to spend some money on some players.
See, Gino was at UM. He was asleep before 10, so he couldn't watch the late games. I respect that. Starting quarterback, Heisman Trophy winner.
You know early, that. You early know that, riser. Channing. Investing in my craft. I was in bed early.
No, in all seriousness, so Gino was out at the UM Cal game. Does the Canes team, and I'm not saying that you didn't party or have fun, but one of the things Crowder was saying after the game on Saturday was Cam Ward reminds him of all business guy, you know, where successful quarterbacks, and I was wondering if it reminds you of the late 80s Hurricanes, even the early 80s Hurricanes. Doesn't matter how much they're down, or maybe it's just him. Maybe it's not the team. Doesn't matter how much they're down or what point it is during the game. He's composed. He doesn't ever get rattled. Even if he does something great, he doesn't get overjoyed. Like, does it remind you at all of the 80s teams you were on?
Well, I think it's any player that achieves, you know, his status. I think you're confident in your abilities. You just kind of think you run out. Your 60 minutes of a game runs out, and you're always winning. But he, you know, when it was 38-10, I don't think there was a lot of confidence going on that side of the sidelines. I think that, you know, then he started looking for Restrepo, and man, I tell you what, he's not the biggest guy. He might be one of the smallest on the field. That dude made some catches. It didn't matter if he was getting lit up, and he knew he was getting lit up, and he made some tough grabs. He made some clutch grabs. And it was like Cam knew when it really came down to it, he was throwing a number seven, and number seven was coming up big for him, and did basically for a quarter and a half. I mean, it was fun. I thought you were going down the route. I will say, when it was about 1:30 in the morning, in the middle of the game, and I don't ever change my watch time. It's always on East Coast time. I mean, Hawk, I was exhausted. I was like old guy, old broadcaster exhausted up in the booth. I ain't gonna lie.
You got a Red Bull. You got to have something. You have some Celsius or something.
You know what? I should have thought about that, but Cal was a Pepsi stadium. And normally with the Pepsi stadium, it's the only time I would ever drink Mountain Dew. But they didn't even have no dew, so I don't mess with Pepsi. So I'm a Coke guy. So I
right
was,
after my own heart. I do not understand someone who knowingly chooses Pepsi over Coke.
Hey, no, it's awful.
Hey, Gino, talking about just calm, and my thing about Cam, when he throws a touchdown, he goes back to the sideline, gets on the phone, talks to a coach, or gets on the iPad. If he throws a pick six, goes back to the sideline, gets on the phone, gets to a coach, and talks, and looks at the iPad. Even Shannon Dawson, I was impressed by their play calling. It wasn't a panicked, let's go five wide now. We're down by 20+. They still ran their offense. And that damn all-go special that everybody loves. You quarterbacks love that damn all-go special. That's what Restrepo caught for the 77-yarder. I saw it coming when Restrepo lined up at the three. Like, speak on Shannon Dawson's play calling when you're down by that much.
I think that he's been great. He seems like he's, you know, similar to Cam. He's very calm on the sidelines. He doesn't really get too excited. Always sticks to the plan. You know, I thought early, you know, listen, and I told you the risks of the game. It was a 10:30 start. Cal had a bye week. Justin Wilcox is a head coach because he's a great defensive mind. And I thought they would, you know, listen, they could run into a buzzsaw here. And that's exactly what happened. I thought early on we could have leaned more on the run because I thought our O-line could have overpowered Cal a little bit. So I think that we just didn't have a chance. I mean, it was crazy. I'm at halftime, Channing. Cal had run 19 plays and they had 21 points. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like, wait a sec. Cal doesn't even have as many plays. They have more points than they have plays, and they made the big plays, but they never, you know, like you said, they never kind of flinched and just kept slinging it. I think there was a lot of coaching moments for UM. You know, I called Lamar on Monday and I said, if I ever threw you two deep posts and it was touchdown, and you let the ball hit you in the belly and the DB just swiped it down, bro, we got problems. I said, we're fighting on the sideline, because if I throw a ball as pretty as that, you better go up and catch it as high as point, because that could have been two touchdowns earlier in the game for Cam. And then defensively, I just, man, it's we've given up some big plays. I know we're supposedly ranked number one in the ACC. I just – That concerns me. The offense doesn't concern me, because it seems like they got it together and can pull it together. I think defensively, it's just you want to be more consistent and not give up those big plays.
Is that what you would be worried about? If you're the coaching staff now, they're on a bye week, but if you're the coaching staff now, you're preparing for Louisville on the 19th. Is that what you'd be worried about most?
Yeah, I think you get to a game like when it's 38 to 10, 8 minutes to go in the third. I know as me, I'd be thinking about 4-minute offense and just taking the air out of the ball, and just basically Miami wouldn't have another opportunity to get the ball, just shorten the game, especially with the clock changes with college football. You know, the clock doesn't change as much. You can eat a bunch of it away. That would be my concern. I also think my concern was for Cal is that all go route that Channing loves. I used to love running all go and 2-minute drill. And I would turn around and tell the running back, do not block, just give me a split second and turn around as a delay, because he knows in 2-minute drill, linebackers love flying out deep and they love trying to cover the pass. You throw a little pass 2 yards downfield, dude turns around and it's 10 to 15 plus. And the number 24 on Cal's team, dude was the fastest dude on the field. I mean, it was unbelievable how fast that young – he was only a sophomore from Oakland. And that was really my concern in the second half, was they just threw the ball to 24 and let him run, because nobody on our defense could stop him.
And, you know, having this bye week, they talk about Andy Reid all the time. Andy Reid's win percentage after coming off a bye week is crazy. Is it that now the good coaches have 2 weeks to plan for that next game? Or is it that they have the opportunity to fix their problems while planning for the next game?
I think with what they were doing is they put in stuff they hadn't done. Maybe they had done it in 2 days. Maybe they worked on it in spring camp, so they had a little bit of a grasp. But I think that they gave looks to Cam defensively that they hadn't run, and vice versa on offense. I think that there was a couple plays, you know, in the first half where I saw Cam kind of going like this. And you know as well as I do, if a quarterback's looking to both sides of the field, you're really not seeing either side of it. You really kind of just look to the safeties. All right, it's going to be one, and I know I got man coverage of some kind, and I can go to the other side. And I thought him looking to both sides, I thought they had him confused at times. And I think that's what guys do on bye weeks. If I was on Miami's team right now, I used to hate bye weeks. I mean, when Jimmy and Dennis were here, especially this early in the season, man, it was hard. I mean, we practiced harder than we played on Saturdays. I don't know if you can still do that.
Probably not allowed to.
Yeah, with the limited – I mean, heck, they don't even have 2-a-days nowadays. I know this, that at least – and even listen to Mario and Joe Rose, he sounded a little fired up. I don't know if I – you know, they did win. But it sounded like there's enough to correct there to have some hard practices for a week.
Gino Toretta, he is with us every week. He's the ambassador for Evening's Delight, South Florida's source for all your outdoor kitchen, grilling, and tailgate needs. Evening's Delight is South Florida's source for Big Green Egg grills and accessories, seasoning, sauces, and more. I want to ask you a couple of things here before we end up running out of time. First of all, the reason that we played Van Halen at the beginning, yep. Which version of Van Halen was your favorite version, David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar?
Oh, David Lee Roth. I mean, Sammy Hagar when he was solo was awesome. I guess over time I warmed up to Sammy, but David Lee Roth, dude, that was like early 80s. I mean,
Hot
come
for
on.
Teacher, they had the, Panama.
They had the running tights and the long hair, you know.
I mean, that's how you and I used to dress for the Grove. We'd put on the spandex.
Oh, yeah.
Long hair.
You know, they had the feathers out of the hair. So.
Yeah, David Lee Roth version. David Lee Roth version was the best.
The best is Solana goes, is this Van Halen? I'm like, I just, yeah, I,
As we were playing Jump coming into this segment, Solana said, is this Van Halen? Now, Jump is probably their most iconic song. It was their biggest hit song, pop song. Yeah. They have great songs. I'm a huge Van Halen fan, but Solana was
what
like,
was the album? That album was 84, right? 1984. That, Jump was on, right.
Yeah, it was one of the best albums. If you didn't have that cassette, I didn't need to know you.
Make me here's another tape, thing. Hawk was getting.
I was king of the mixtape.
He'd make a mixtape for his lady friends.
I was the king. I could talk better through a mixtape than I ever could through my mouth. Oh, I was the king of the mixtape.
You lacked the verbal skills, but you make mixtapes for your.
I did.
What do you do? What do you just walk up and slide them the mixtape? You don't speak to them. You just.
First of all, I love music. Missy, I always want to be a DJ.
Listen to this. This is how I really feel. It started off with Van Halen.
I didn't need to tell her this how I really feel. Like, hey, just take a listen to this. Because she got it real quick. She understood. When LL Cool J, I Need Love came on.
Did you ask for the tape back? Because, let's see, there was the 60-minute cassette, then the 90, the 120. Did you buy like the shortest version, or did you ask?
I didn't want them to get I didn't want them to get a false idea of what I would end up being. So I never got the long tape. I always got the shortest possible one. I would get a 30-minute tape if possible. So, sometimes I would get a single because I didn't want to give them the wrong idea.
Did you ever give a mixtape to one of your friends and then just accident or your romantic targets, if you will, and at the end, unfortunately, it was like your parents being recorded off your boombox.
Like, I love the part at the end where your mom is like, can you please eat the meatloaf? What did I record?
Gino, why does your friend keep giving me tapes? He must like you, Missy.
Listen, Gino had a Heisman Trophy to speak for him. I needed my mixtapes.
But I don't have Hawk. I will say this: I think I was one of the only guys. I had the old individual CD player, like at least when they came out in away games, and everybody be like, "What are you listening to?" Phil Collins In the Air Tonight on repeat.
Which is the same answer Warren Sapp would give you, which is the same answer Michael Irvin would give you, and he came. Here's another one. You were in California for a while for UMCal. Yep. Did you go to In-N-Out Burger?
Hold on a sec. Did I go to In-N-Out this trip? Yes, I did. Yes, I went there, and then I went to Top Dog, which is one of my favorite hot dog places, sausage places.
Ryan Bishop told me. He sent me a picture of you guys at Top Dog.
On Cal's campus. I texted a picture to Joe Rose because he probably spent too many times there, you know, at end of nights while he was a student there. So I got all my vices in, if you will.
And then finally, we had Rob Pizzola on yesterday, who's Italian, but his family. And he texted me last night. He went home. He asked his mom, could you make noodles and gravy? She had no idea what he was talking about. So did your family call red sauce gravy?
No, it's mashed potatoes and gravy. It's pasta and
really?
Sauce.
Really? So gravy is not sauce, but you're a West Coast guy.
You are the only dude that asks this question. No, there's no such thing as
Tony
gravy.
Soprano calls it gravy.
It's sauce.
Some people call it gravy.
No.
Can you cook gabagool on a big green egg?
Gabagool, no. Gabagool is cured hanging in a basement, and that's cured meat there.
What would you rather have, a big, you know, grill session with some delicious steaks or a gabagool?
I will say this, Hawk. I went to Italy for the first time this summer, and we took a tour of a prosciutto factory.
Mm.
And I think the factory pumped out 8,000 prosciuts a week, and I went in there, and it was just hanging smell of prosciutto, and then we got to eat it after. I would take that over everything. I love
true
the smell
or false,
of it.
A true Italian doesn't say manicotti; they say manicotti.
Yeah, nobody makes that either. I mean, you know, stuff like that. It's like stuffed shell. I don't know. I mean,
when's the last time you've had spumoni?
Oh, it's tough to get some Spumoni down here.
I had some in Philly. I was there a couple of weeks ago, you know, Josh, for the show. I was in Philly.
I was so jealous.
We went to the Italian market, and they said they had a big sign out, noodles and gravy. Walked in, and then they had Spumoni for dessert.
So good. How good was it?
I hadn't had it probably since in the 1970s was the last time I had Spumoni.
You know, I made Spumoni at home one time. I got some pistachio ice cream, got some chocolate, got some black cherry ice cream, and then I basically made like a cake of it in three levels and then put it in the freezer. Man, it was so good.
It is so good. Spumoni. Have
you ever had tartufos? It's like a cherry in the middle, and then it's like chocolate and vanilla ice cream, and it's dipped in chocolate and then frozen solid. It's like the old magic shell. With the cherry in the middle. Oh, man. So good.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Give me a gabagool sandwich and one of those tartufis.
You know what? I had you pay Heaven. More as a soprasat guy and not a capicola.
Give me an Aperol spritz, some gravy and noodles,
I'm taking your Italian card on that. You still haven't tried the Ugo spritz. Try the Ugo spritz, and then we can talk.
All right,
Aperol spritz. You know.
Gino Peretta, the ambassador for
out? Do you hold your pinky out when you're
South Florida's like Tony Sperano and Paulie Walnuts.
He's screaming gabagool the whole time.
South Florida's source for all your outdoor kitchen, grilling, and tailgate needs. They have a full line of grills, smokers, charcoal, pellets, and fuel. Gino loves to grill, and I'm telling you, he loves Evening's Delight. Two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. And again, Evening's Delight is South Florida's source for big green egg grills, accessories, seasoning, sauces, and more. Safe travels to California again, Gino.
Appreciate it, guys.
There you go. Gino Toretta. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Yeah, how much for one rib?
Hawk and Crowder. Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.